It's Craft Beer on the Bay.
I like drinking beer.
Every Friday, Jefferson, the craft beer guy, kicks off your weekend with news about his latest discoveries, the coolest breweries in the area, and craft beer events where you and your buds can get neck deep in suds.
As we are all so well aware, a year and a day ago, the spread of the coronavirus disease was declared a pandemic. Over the following days, weeks, and ultimately months, our world kept changing. Along the way, we learned a lot, fighting through misinformation, confusion, and ultimately seeing that there were ways we could manage our lives and take care of our fellow man. Now, as we enter the second year of battling COVID-19, there is hope. And what better time for us to see that hope than when we begin to emerge from winter's snow, ice, and cold, and begin to see spring's flowers, the greening of grass, fields, and trees, and experience the warmth of the sun. And as we enjoy another spring-like day today and feel some optimism about the days ahead, it's easy to think about St. Patrick's Day, a day we all love to celebrate. Last year, you and I were at home on St. Patrick's Day, but this year, there's an opportunity to spend the day safely with family and friends at Irish pubs. Last year, 100.7 The Bay was set to broadcast live from Sean Boland's Irish Pub in Bel Air, but couldn't because of the pandemic. And while we won't be there live this year, Sean Boland's is open and is ready for you to join them this Wednesday for St. Patrick's Day. Co-owners Dan Brown and Matt Remsnyder have put together a classic St. Patrick's Day at Sean Boland's. Doors will open at 8 a.m. and breakfast will be served until 11 a.m. And of course, Guinness, Smittix, Kilkenny, and Guinness Blonde, along with a rotating list of draft beer, will be served all day long. Sean Boland's co-owner Dan Brown fills us in.
We always have a couple different IPAs and, you know, stuff that we're kind of known for here. IPAs that are harder to get. I mean, there's so many new breweries that are popping up, and they're doing such good, innovative stuff. And some of them are really hard to get, too. You really have to fight to be one of the bars that gets a couple of the breweries like Dewey or Aslin or some of the smaller breweries that... Joy Theory is another big one.
Sean Boland's will be following safety guidelines, including ensuring that there will be a maximum capacity of 50%. So as many people as possible can enjoy time at Sean Boland's, all tables will have a two-hour time limit and no reservations will be taken. And although we're not back to normal, this is a big step in the right direction. So be safe, be patient, and make it a great day at Sean Boland's Irish Pub on Main Street in downtown Bel Air. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay. Brought to you with a little help from the Flood Zone Brewery and Marketplace in the heart of Union Bridge, featuring their newly expanded beer garden.